Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
This, of course, is my theme song for years up until 2015, Doug, when I changed it to Diggable Planets. Cool like that.
Why do you need a theme song?
Come on, Doug.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Everybody should have a theme song.
Yeah.
To be played whenever you walk into some public place?
Just a St. Gabriel School Picnic and St. Louis Country Club.
Those two places. Just so somebody can be there all the
time. Well, then they play the music and it announces your arrival.
Right, like Vincent Kennedy McMahon has his music and then he does that walk.
I like the Million Dollar Walk. Right. I like that a lot.
Right.
Do you walk that way into the St. Gabe's Picnic?
Yeah, but I'm so small people can't see it.
They don't even see it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Do you get new clothes for the picnic every year?
Yeah, everybody does. You get your picnic outfit.
Yeah.
And you only wear it. What?
And you don't lay it out the night before.
Yeah,
either.
You do.
Oh, let's lay out our picnic outfits.
There you go.
You just get new shorts and new shirt every year for the picnic.
You got to be kidding me.
And my cigar, glass cigar thing filled with dimes.
Doug?
A cigar filled with dimes.
Cigar holder.
Yeah, my grandpa would give it to us because back then everything was a dime.
Like, that's why you have dime pieces.
The duck pond dime.
To play the carnival games.
Dime, carnival dime, rides a dime. Everything was a dime.
And you felt pretty good in your new shorts and shirt.
I did. It's usually pink shorts and a yellow shirt. Easter colors.
Yeah, pastels, like easy.
You wore pink shorts, did you? And you got away with that.
I still do.
You could pull it off.
Boy, man. You could ever wear pink shorts in my day. Tough hood.
They might say something about you, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there's no might about it.
Doug, Danny Schwartz, the sponsor of the Gong, you might have heard it before.
Yeah.
Take a listen, Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency. And you already mentioned Wright Business Products is the suspension log you will pen. That suspension log you brought to you by Hot Shots, Wright Business Products, the sponsor of the pen. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and join us tonight for TMA Live at Hot Shots in St. Charles. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our pleasure to welcome to the radio program on the telecasts of these games in Cincinnati, Cardinal Hall of Famer Jim Edmonds. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What's the good word, man?
Not a whole lot. Just about ready to get to the stadium and start studying a little bit. That's about it. What's going on?
It's been a little rough in Cincinnati the last few nights. And you said something regarding the way things were going, and this is before last night's game. It was a couple nights ago, regarding potentially the need for somebody to, you know, step up in a leadership capacity so it doesn't become such a drag in the clubhouse. And I know you did that in October 2006, and it played a role in the Cardinals' surge to a world championship. So you were talking about that over the course of the broadcast a couple nights ago, and I know some people said, yeah, that does sound like something this team could use right now. What do you think about that spot?
Well, first of all, I didn't realize anyone was listening, so I don't know if I meant it or if I just was talking to myself. So, it's one of those things. It's like it's not a shot at anyone. It's one of those deals where, you know, it comes in a bunch of different capacities. You know, it doesn't have to be a good person to yell and scream, or it doesn't have to be a person who gets hot all of a sudden and you ride them as an example. It's just kind of a metaphor for, like, you know, leadership needs to, step up and do whatever they can, however they can. And it can't always be the manager. You know, the manager can't always be the guy who has to knock down the door and flip tables and do whatever. Just somewhere, somehow, people got to step up. And if you want to be that team that's going to turn things around, that's kind of what you need, and sometimes it's not always there, and that's the hard thing about this game is we expect so much out of these teams over the history of Cardinal baseball, and you know it's not always going to be perfect, but there's a lot of baseball left, and these guys are very capable of turning it around.
We just had Derek Gould on in the 8 o'clock hour, and he said in talking to some players, there's obviously frustration, but one of the things that's the source of the biggest frustration is that they don't know how to fix the problems that they have. And he said, and specifically in talking to Wainwright, there have been rough stretches. I mean, he mentioned in 06, your guys' world championship team, you had two 7-game losing streaks, but you knew how to get it right. And he said in talking to players, not just Wainwright, there's a, including Matheny and some coaches, there's a frustration on how to get it right. And that's the toughest part for them, is that usually that hasn't been the case. Usually they've been able to figure out how to correct it. In this case, they're searching for an answer.
Well, the funny thing is sometimes there's nothing to correct. It just has to turn itself around. You know, they're when you're struggling as a team, it's always like one little thing that happens every night to cause the loss or the big problem. And it's not like they're going out there and, you know, making huge mistakes, but their mistakes are timely. And it's like, you know, a bad pitch here, a base running mistake there. And it's not something you really can just point a finger and fix. It's just have to play fundamentally sound baseball and put it together for a couple of days, because just because you do it one day doesn't actually mean you're going to win. I mean, they played good baseball last night, and, you know, Brett Cecil comes in and has a tough outing. So those are the things that are going to happen. And, you know, people can point fingers all they want at the manager's decision or Cecil's, you know, inning that he had, but that happens on any team. And so you just have to ride through it. And it's one of those things where you just have to figure out a way to start slowly eliminating the little mistakes that cost you a run here and there. And that'll slowly turn around and add up to wins.
They've lost a lot of games late here recently. The seventh inning continues to give them trouble. They gave up 5 runs in the seventh last night. I would think that would demoralize a team about as much as anything when you feels like you got the game won, and then time after time it gets away late in the game.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were talking about last night. It's like you got to find a way to get through that stretch. And that also, I mean, other teams start to get locked in, and over a long game, the other hitters start to make adjustments. But you got to figure out a way to keep scoring runs. And that's the one I think I'm talking about, too, is like, you know, that one error and then that one opportunity to drive in a run and one base running mistake. All that starts to add up. And if you don't keep scoring runs and you can't keep the other team off the board, sooner or later, you know, it just ends up being a loss. And it's weird. It's like 10 different things turn into a loss, but there are little things each night that kind of don't really stick out that much, but they happen. And then, like you said, it ends up in the seventh, eighth inning becoming a problem. So they're close. I mean, it's hard when you're a team that doesn't have any real, real superstars and can't lean on one person to point a finger at someone and then go from there. So it's one of those things where they're just not getting it done and everyone's looking for a reason why, and there's a bunch of little things that cause it.
Well, and Jim, you've been in those situations, and as you mentioned earlier, the expectations for St. Louis Cardinal baseball are in many cases a little higher than some of the other places, some of the other cities. Is there a guy on this team or a leader? Is it Yachty that can look around, or does that matter anymore? Does it matter if a guy gets in the clubhouse and says, hey, wait a minute, we got to get this thing figured out and try and get everybody motivated?
Well, you're right. The expectations of St. Louis Cardinals baseball is off the charts. And any time that they lose 4 or 5 games in a row, you know, someone made a comment last night off the air that 50 people jumped off the bridge last night when they gave up those runs as a joke, because people in St. Louis live and die with Cardinal baseball. But it's hard. It's really hard for guys to be in that leadership role. Because it's a hard role to be in. Some guys can't do it because they play every day and concentration level that they have to deal with. It's hard for them to be the rah-rah guy. Another guy can't be a pitcher. Sometimes it's a bench player that has to be a veteran. We were joking last night that the teams that I played on in the past had bench players that were just completely nuts and out of control. And they were not really the leader, so to speak, but they were a vocal leader during the course of a week or a game or a period that really helped keep everyone loose and moving around. And then you obviously had leaders like McGuire and Pujols and myself and Roland. And so it's a mixture, and that's just something that a team has to kind of develop over the year.
Who were some of the guys that mostly sat on the bench and were still good leaders?
I bet you were thinking a little bit about the Spieser there, Jim.
What's that?
Spezio.
Spezio. I think the biggest one for me, obviously, because it was my first year, was we had Sean Dunson and Eric Davis and Thomas Howard. And I ran into Dave Hollins here this week as a scout, and those names kept coming up. And they were just, you know, they were no nonsense, but they weren't really afraid of the manager. And so they always kept the team loose, and no matter what was happening, they had the right thing to say. And Spezio was the same way. And, you know, those guys, Mark McGuire, always, you know, had something funny to say or kept the team loose. And some teams need that. And then those things are, I think, missing now because, you know, the relationship between managers and players aren't the same as they used to be, and ownership. And I don't know if people are more afraid to speak up or just, it's a weird dynamic now, and it's not the same.
I bet if you're Mike Matheny, you're thinking you just can't do anything right. Nobody's hitting, and so they, you know, you can't put up six or seven runs to make up for other mistakes. You go to the bullpen, and you can't trust what's happening there. He must be frustrated as anybody.
Yeah, and I think the sad thing about that is it really takes a toll on Mike. I mean, like you said, it makes him look bad when every time he makes a move that doesn't work out. Really, as a manager, all you can do is put the guys out there in the situation that you think they're going to succeed. And if they don't, you get the loss, but the manager takes the blame. And that's one of the hard things about being a manager, I can imagine, because whenever you make a move and it doesn't work out, you look like the bad guy no matter what you do.
Jim, I know you got to head over to the ballpark and didn't have a whole lot of time coming in, but we really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for joining us as always, sir.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Jim Edmonds with us here on the Appliances Counter phone lines. He hadn't gone over to the ballpark, and the game starts like 2 hours, 15 minutes, I guess. Yeah. So we want to make sure we let him go so we can get ready and get over there. But the Cardinals will finish off the series for the record, by the way. Derek Gould tweeting out that the Cardinals will have Matt Carpenter in the leadoff spot again today. Dexter Fowler is back and hitting second. Oh.
Worth a shot? Worth a shot? I know some people freak out. Oh, we got two lefties back-to-back at the top of the lineup. They'll bring in the lefty reliever. So what? If a guy's hitting, he's hitting.
Well, at this point, try anything.
Switch. Yeah.
I mean, something.
Yeah.
Need this victory today to come home. I mean, at least something.
Come home with a nice 1-6 road trip.
And then get ready for this Philadelphia Phillies club. And this is a group of people that we don't know, but play in Philadelphia.
Right. I look for Jim Bunning to be tough in this series. And I think
Michael Jack Holiday. Schmidt.
Yeah, he can go yard.
Yeah, Schmidt's a good player. Ryan Howard can go upper deck on you if you're not careful.
That guy that used to be a Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton. I think we'll see him at some point.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Dell Unser, I think, will probably be patrolling center field.
Del Griffith with Playtone Records, the film with Tom Hank, 1995, was it?
I don't know the year.
Doing That Thing You Do?
I thought.
Is that the Oneaters or the Wonders?
The Oneaters. I thought Del Griffin was the guy that was in with Steve Martin.
P's, T's, and A's. P's, T's, and A's.
Right. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Is it a dual double Del
Doug,
Griffin?
Was it Neil Page and Del Griffith?
Oh, hell, I have no idea.
You don't even know what we're talking about, do you?
No.
Hey, I'd like you to meet my friend Neil Page. Nice to meet you, Nick. It's the cat's favorite line in the history of Hollywood.
Nice to meet you, Nick.
He sold the shower thing, the shower rings.
Did he really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, who's Del? Who am I thinking of from Doing That Thing You Do with Tom Hank?
All right, no, I'm going to
look it
up. Del Griffith
I don't know.
Was Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
P's, T's, and A's, please.
Right. All right. And then Del, I'm going to try Del Griffin.
Yeah, we got time, Mike Francesa.
I do.
I don't know if you have anything there, Plow.
That Thing You
Talking
Do.
Talking about our favorite old movie, I saw The Godfather was playing at Ronnie's.
I will go.
And that passes for good talk radio.
He's one of the highest paid.
We're doing it wrong.
He's very highly paid.
Angels under 79.5.
Fascinating.
Del Paxton.
Del Paxton, Doug Del Griffith, P's, T's, and A's. Del Paxton Doing That Thing You Do. And you know who was in that film? Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler.
Okay. All right.
Stealing Beauty.
Oh, wow.
And she would star in what seemed to be veiled lesbianic videos in which her father was the singer for Aerosmith, and then he'd have his daughter in veiled lesbianic videos with Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought Steven Tyler always looked kind of just remotely like a chimp. Just a little bit.
Is that a positive or a negative?
I don't know. It worked for him.
For some of the women he's been able to enjoy and the career he's had, I think I would. I wouldn't give this up.
No, let's not get silly.
I didn't mean that.
If he wasn't a singer and he was a waiter, he would be on X Hamster every night. He wouldn't be pulling that.
What is X Hamster?
Is there something wrong with
it? When he was on American Idol, he seemed like a very nice guy. Where it's not just...
Well, we got to get him on the show. Then.
He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, get him, book him, Iggy, will you?
Doug, it was Del Paxton. That's from the 636.
Right. He played with Michael Jordan in the Bulls in there.
John Paxson.
No
okay.
T.
I thought it was the same fella.
No.
Guys, Bill Paxton died. He was great in True Lies. Thanks. That's from the hipster Tower Grove South.
And in Twister, too.
Hey, boys, got to feel good about the Cardinals today.
Yeah.
I mean, I fell asleep in the seventh, but, man, they are hot. And the Cavs were leading the Warriors, too. That's from Tom Brady's Moist Needle.
Right.
Doug, things can change in sport.
I don't think they're going to change in the Golden State Series.
You don't think so?
No.
In order to win $100 right now by betting the NBA Finals, you would have to bet $20,000 on the Warriors.
To win $100.
I saw a Warriors sweep will cost the Warriors organization about $22 million in lost revenue from the games they don't
get. You know what? Why did they write a story like that? I mean, it's such a joke. So does that mean somebody comes down from the executive offices and tells Steve Kerr, hey, let's dump this one tonight. Let's dump the game so we get some more games.
Yeah, I expect they might. They probably go to the rep. Psst, hey, Zebra.
What it does is it just fuels the fire for that fringe out there that thinks that it's all strictly controlled by the league office.
Well, there was that referee who said it was.
Donahue.
Yep.
Psst, hey, Zebra.
He read the free
report. How about give us some good markings?
Tim, have a great time at St. Gabriel's this weekend. We had our parish picnic last weekend. That's from Patrick at Immaculata.
Well, that's nice.
Fascinating.
So that's very nice.
I wonder if he got new pink shorts and a yellow shirt.
Maglin had theirs like 4 weeks ago. Nobody knew about it.
They didn't even tell you, did
they? Didn't get the invite?
I didn't get nothing.
You would have gone, wouldn't you?
Well, I went to their website to see when it was, and there's pictures from May 7th.
I hadn't realized you're still very active in the church.
I'm not.
Oh.
School picnic.
Oh, sure.
God, have you seen the forecast for the St. Gabriel School Picnic?
No.
I can tell you the forecast for the next 20 St. Gabriel School Picnics.
Perfect,
sunny and perfect weather.
Even if it's raining elsewhere in St. Gabriel.
The big guy steps in.
You'll think you're in Santa Monica when you're riding the Rocco Plains. It's phenomenal.
Go away, rain clouds.
The Rocco Plains. I love it.
It's a whole thing. I can't wait. It's going to be unbelievable, like Tiger Woods. Guys, I feel like X Hamster never has any new content, and it's getting way too heavy on the step sister mom dad category. And that's the one I don't get. Thanks. What do you think? That's from Fred Astire.
Okay. Well,
first of all, Fred, I'm not sure why you don't get that. I think it's an interesting concept.
I don't get it either.
Really?
I'm fascinated by this.
Well, I always like
it. And I don't like it. And I'll tell you, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I got a real problem with the industry right now,
okay.
And I know they're listening.
Yeah.
This merging of the trans genre into the middle of the straight genre, where I'm flipping around and I'm looking to see what I'm going to watch, and all of a sudden, if you miss the T, you've got yourself a whole situation on your hands.
Mm.
You're like, oh, that doesn't look bad.
How'd
and
that
you
happen?
Miss the T, and you go, whoa, and all of a sudden you got a crying game deal.
Now
what's going on, Iggy? You don't have a microphone.
He's upset.
I didn't know what this
You got caught. You got the wrong letter.
No, now you know where I'm coming from. When people couldn't understand.
No, but you said you didn't mind. You said you didn't mind it. That was the difference. I'm chastising the industry.
Eventually.
You said you didn't mind it.
But a lot of people said, well, how could you possibly be watching one? You knew it was tranny. I didn't. It said hot Asian. Didn't say hot Asian tranny. So that can happen. They can fool
but
you.
There was a TS involved.
Yeah, if you don't see the TS or, you know, Ladyboy up there, the LB,
you didn't know you were getting fooled.
So Timmy's right. You don't watch it on purpose. I didn't
watch it on purpose. And so all the videos are up, like new releases, and I'm like, oh, let me see what the word is. I always like to see what the people at Girlfriends Films are putting out.
Sure.
You know?
Trends.
And see what the word is and see who's with whom. and I see the new films are out, and I'm like, oh, haven't seen her before, but if you see the T, then you go, oh. And you'd like to think that they would put that in a separate category, just like they do when the Twinks like to get together. There's a separate page for it. God bless them. You know where to go. But Doug, what I'm telling you, they're merging it, and it catches you off guard. It's a whole thing I wouldn't mind seeing a Sports Sunday feature on.
Well, you won't see it. You won't see that.
It's not bothering you, is it?
It doesn't bother me in the least. Okay. No, it doesn't really come up in my life.
Guys, the Angels are on pace for 78 wins, so Francesa was right. Thanks.
Well, it took him too long to come to that decision.
Who, Francesa?
Yes.
Send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on that.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Just let me get that out of the way. And, you know, so you got them tonight.
Take your time.
Let's go. Oh, let me send. I'll just send him a number. So that's what I'm doing right now. Give me a second, folks.
I'm
going to
send him
a number.
How about wait till the commercial break?
Is it the same? Is it the regular one? Still the same number?
Okay. He's done.
Just send him the number. Okay. There we go. So we should have Bill up in a second. That should be it. So you got Syndergaard tonight on the hill for the Mets.
No, he just read that right out of the paper.
Sure he did.
That's the number one guy in the country.
You know, people have said, you know, what happens when Doug decides he's had enough? And I think you did that like in 2007.
Yeah.
But actually finally steps away from the show and the cat steps away. What will you do?
Francesa.
And I'm like, you know, you can do a show by yourself. I said, I don't think I can do a show by myself. I can't get that upset about a Cardinal loss. I just can't. I guess I could act like I am, but I don't think I can. And I can't, like, personally attack people. So I can't fill time in order to get phone calls and text messages and do like a sports show, just not my rep. Plus, I don't want to
do
it.
Tired of it.
Right.
Yeah,
not interested. But if you can just essentially talk about what you're doing on your phone, I can do 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then you throw in a couple eating a sandwich for a while.
You could just clip a mic on your lapel and just wander around, go about your day, and call that the radio show. That's what I do in the car. What are you doing right here? This is me in the car.
Trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up their schedule here quick.
Making millions.
Right.
Oh, I mean, we can move to L.A. and do the show from there. And Anna Marie, I'll be back. I'm just going
to
read Twitter and my phone.
I'll leave it at the 4.
Yeah.
Won't push it. I'll try and pick 5. Let me see if I get an odd number and pick 5. We'll go.
When I walk down the hall, I make those noises.
It's a hit in New York.
Yeah, they love this. I don't understand the
Angels
market.
Under 79 and a half.
Right, yep.
There under.
And he's
I don't
right.
think they're ready to move up yet.
Right. He's right.
That's why he gets the big bucks.
Timmy, what are your thoughts on girl on T-girl porn? Thanks, that's from Timmy Tom Tom. Well, let me tell you something. I'm intrigued by Buzzed Baby. Doug, are you intrigued by Buzz?
I'm not intrigued by the whole conversation.
Buzzed Baby.
Why would someone care what you think about a girl on T-Tranny Girl?
Well, because it's an issue.
T-Tranny Girl. T-Tranny Girl.
It's something that's talked about.
Right.
Who talks about it?
People.
Timmy Tom Tom did.
All right.
Timmy Tom Tom. T-Tranny Girl.
Wonderful.
So anyway, this Buzz Baby. Her name is Riley Cruz, yeah. But I think she switched it to Riley Nixon, paying an homage to our president.
Buzz Baby Nixon, Riley Nixon.
And her face
That's
is
her full name.
And her face is beautiful, but she has done the Amber Rose, Katy Perry, the Buzz. And I can't figure out, and I had this conversation with Janie the Lesbian. Janie the Lesbian's like, oh my God, she's super hot. And I'm like, I can't figure out what's going on there, though, because I've seen pictures of her long hair, and then it's not as intriguing, but she has a sick body. So anyway, the whole point is she does the tranny stuff too, but she'll do lesbian stuff and she'll do guys, but she does the tranny stuff. And you're right, Timmy Tom Tom, and that's why your text is so great. I don't know where I am yet. I don't know. I haven't. My position hasn't evolved on it.
It would be my belief that if you're going to go into that genre,
right,
TS female would be better.
Oh, I think the tranny is
the hell
like,
does that mean?
The tranny is a Swiss Army knife of porn, and I think if I was...
What are you talking about now?
Because
a lot of things
you broaden your platforms,
right.
You know? I know Jill Cassidy doesn't like to go in the rear.
Not
and
yet.
Also doesn't...
You think she will?
When the money gets rough.
August Ames still hasn't.
Unfollow her once that happened because I'm interested to see the video.
Lousy.
But some girls don't do other things. Some guys obviously won't do male-male or male-male-female.
Well, I would say it's the vast majority of the industry.
But the tranny, they have nothing to go. I mean, they have you can get it in there or you can put
easy.
It in there.
Right.
Or,
easy. Right.
Mean, so the Swiss right. Army knife, so I think they could probably make the most money in the industry if it gets more popular.
That's a great point. Well, why in other words, buy low, Doug.
Why would it get more popular? What percentage of the population is tranny? Was 0.01%?
And six.
I think it's more than you think.
I don't know. I don't know that it is. How often do you really see someone where you go, oh, there's a tranny?
And that's what How I'm often? Saying about... You know, I'll go to my places, my special places online,
sure.
And I'll see, oh, here are the new releases. Oh, I'm not familiar with her work. And then right as I see, oh, there's the T, and it's mixed in there. And what it's going to do is it throws you off. And so what I'm saying is it's dangerous. It's the gateway drug to the stag community, and I frown upon it. And I want to officially announce my condemnation of it. Thank you.
And you think by seeing this, surprisingly, it might turn you into a tranny.
Right.
You might get some ideas that you didn't have before.
I take that same thing. Kind of like the 1950s, they say you grow hair on your palm, and then all of a sudden you start going, oh, I better have a heads up. No, that's what I'm saying now in 2017. I'd like somebody to do a deep dive on this. Thank you.
So there is a chance.
Kenny, you want to go in depth?
No, I'll give you some advice, though.
Yes.
If you're going to watch tranny porn, turn down the sound, because the voice will just ruin it for you.
Huh. Well, that's not the only thing that would ruin it.
Yeah, I would think well, there'd
could be hot.
Like if this were the Family Feud, that would at least be the number two
to
or three.
Answer the voice.
Yeah, it could be hot, but then once you have the sound up, hi guys, that just kind of ruins it for you.
Christmas. Some people might like that.
Guys, former intern David claimed 1 in 4 people are transgendered, and it's never been disproven. That's from Doug Vaughn's Illicit East Side Lover.
1 in 4. Sorry.
Yeah, but it was our former intern.
Yeah. Okay. Was that evil David Letterman?
I got fooled by a veteran in the industry, Simone Saunier. I was watching something that she was involved in, and all of a sudden...
Hot foot play?
No, I thought it was just a regular situation, and then, oh, nope, it wasn't regular.
See? That's what I'm saying.
So it happens.
That's what I'm saying to the audience.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
This is not real life.
Well...
This is not a reality show where it's happening.
Doug,
this is staged. You're supposed to be fooled by it.
I said I wanted to go 14 minutes on my issue with the industry and merging the transgendered stag films, and we've already gone 15. So I want to move on to this 30,000-word email Buck Swope sent me about road hats the Cardinals wear.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Buck.
Here, so you can see it.
Uh-oh.
You see that it actually...
Swope. He is, you know, Doug, he is the official historian of the program.
Yeah.
He is. He has a wonderful job. I've been a little pressed for time as of late, and I've been lagging on my PLTDing. I'm happy that you've continued to press on this, but I want to correct you on your timelines.
Uh-oh.
The Cardinals switched to the blue road caps in 1992. They also ditched the V-neck for the button-down jerseys. Greg Jeffries arrived in 1993 and had an outstanding season on a team at 187 games, then was on that crap 1994 team in the strike-shortened season and bolted for Philadelphia as a free agent. The point is that the era you are thinking of is really the tail end of the Whitey Herzog era and then one era of Joe Torre. They had gray uniforms with red caps from 1985 through 1991. They wore the blues in 1984, Doug?
No, right? I don't think so. I could be wrong.
You don't want to challenge Buck Swope, do you?
No.
No, I don't care.
Of the 11 world championships, only one came with road uniforms that featured gray jerseys and a solid red cap. Do you know what year that was? Buck Swope does.
I don't know what year.
You, when I say it, you'll know it.
Okay.
1967.
Sure. Yeah, you would be the only one that would know it. Yeah.
They, however, lost 4 World Series with that combo in 1968, 1985, 1987, and 2013. The early Cardinal World Series winners had white caps with red brims. And vertical red stripes, as opposed to the red caps.
We're going to the 20s.
Wait a minute. White caps.
1926.
White Cardinals.
A lot of STL Today commenters have white caps, actually. Back to the 1985 through 1991 uniforms. Those had V-necks and the racing stripes down the pant leg, which are a different look than the current ones. So it's not like this is an homage to that era. Either.
Okay.
The button-down gray jersey red cap has only been worn from 1965 through 1970. They ditched the button down in 1971, added the powder blue jersey pant combo in 1976 with horiz stripes. You like that? It's supposed to horizontal.
Oh, he said what?
Test for time all of a sudden.
Oh, you wouldn't know it based on the email.
Look at the hour. It's growing late. I'll just cut this word in half.
Then ditched the stripes in 1977, but kept the powder blue until 1985. And then 2013 through 2017. So this is only the 11th season they've worn that crap. And in four of those 10 seasons, they've lost a World Series they probably should have won. To recap, 1-4 with gray uniform, red road cap in the World Series, 10-4 in all other World Series appearances. Bucks, what?
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
He thinks that actually determines the winner.
Well, you've seen what's happened at Mizzou.
He gave you numbers.
Yeah. I have seen it destroy a football program at Mizzou. The uniforms. I don't know which team is Mizzou and which team is Middle Tennessee State. Except I noticed the one that won.
Well, I mean, that is what you call a full-fledged breakdown of the uniform.
That's pretty good, wasn't it? Yep. That's why he's the best in the business, man. God, I like that Buck Swope.
Plus, he's friends with Janie the Lesbian.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
I never hear from her anymore.
I'll hear from her once in a while in the 4 o'clock hour sometimes in the afternoon.
What would you hear from her? She's got her own life up north.
Well, she just checks in, see how everything's going here in St. Louis.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's a woman in love.
Yep.
Right. Anna Marie's 6 months pregnant. Mm. So from Janie the Lesbian standpoint, now that she has bred, that's what the homosexuals call us. They call us breeders. And I didn't know this. And I now find it offensive.
Yeah.
Breeding.
Is it a derogatory term?
I think so.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing their parents were breeders.
That's a matter of opinion.
That's a matter of fact.
No. Some people think that maybe they shouldn't have bred, depending on the individual.
I met Pat Robertson earlier in the show. I'll bring him up again here.
All right.
So, I don't hear from her anymore. Now, when Anna Marie has the baby, I would imagine I'll hear from her again.
You think it'll let her read?
That's what I think is going to happen. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen.
I'm just going to say hi to her this morning. Give her a little Facebook touch.
Well, this is kind of like Francesca contacted Bill. What is whole? Plowhawk's Laughs brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Doug, shave it up and shave it up real nice. Like Father's Day is just around the corner. Dads are super hard to shop for. The challenge is to get him a great-looking gift that is useful and doesn't break the bank. Thankfully, this year there's Harry's Shave Sets. A great shave at a fair price. That's what Harry's is. I have Harry's razors. I can recommend them to you. Used to have the old razors, and now my shave is smooth with Harry's. It's a great shave at a fair price, close, comfortable shave. 5 German-crafted blades, flex hinge, and lubricating strip. Quality guaranteed. Full refund if you're not happy. $2 a blade or less. That's half the price of the leading brand. Harry's shave sets start at just $15. Get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade engineered razors. Harry Shave set a personal and practical Father's Day gift. Go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off your purchase with promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. That's HARRYS.com. Enter code INSIDESTL. Check out to get $5 off. Sea Monster, you call him Sneaky?
Sneaky Vile.
Says his sources indicate
that Barrett's got something coming down the pipe.
No. That Buck Swope is working on the promise Matt who bowls at Hank's sewed for next weekend.
Wow.
Turn this market on its ear.
That's a great Father's Day present for
you. I do want to ask one question about Matt who bowls at Hank's.
He's an American, man. He really is, Jack.
I don't know why he doesn't bring his dime piece to the show.
Have you seen her?
Yes.
Doug, we have a picture with her. Me and you.
Pretty lady.
When did we take a picture?
It's spring training.
She should come to the program.
Yeah, she is. She's a very nice looking woman.
Yeah, I'd like to see her.
And Matt, who bowls at Hayes, loves America. I played golf with him, Deke Dotem, and Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man in my dream foursome in Normandy.
The 3 of the 4 aren't bad. Or 2 of the 3 aren't bad.
Now, what are you talking about?
That Injun Joe guy, I don't know. You know, he says he's been engaged, Doug, for just a couple years. I've seen pictures of him with this woman for 10, 12 years, and I don't understand.
He can't afford a ring, maybe.
Something's up, and he keeps claiming that his fiancé, and to me, there's a term limit on fiancé. if you're with a gal 7 years and you have not married her, she's no longer your fiance.
Well, you know what it could be?
I don't know.
It could be that she's divorced and getting alimony payments, and as soon as she gets married, that's the end of the payments. Or she's on someone else's health insurance, and as soon as she gets married, that's the end of that.
Well, you're a smart guy.
Yeah, that's
that
a tight read, baby.
Time to time.
I just tight read. I don't look at it that deep.
A tight read.
No. I knew a guy, used to work with him, and he had just a gorgeous wife.
Herb Humphreys?
Was not Herb Humphreys.
Gotcha.
And she left him with a couple of kids, left him,
yeah,
and went to some, married a very wealthy doctor in Ladue.
Nice place.
Moved into an enormous house in Ladue. But this guy that I worked with, who was probably making $60,000 or $70,000, had to send about half his paycheck every 2 weeks to the house in Ladue because, you know, he owed her alimony.
He owed her still money, and she's
she
married to
get
the...
married. She didn't get married.
Oh,
to
she
him.
Didn't get... She lived
moved
with him.
In, lived with him. And he
wow.
had to
half of his income.
That had to make Ladue Steve mansion. Schiff mad. Had
it
to.
Was not Steve.
It wasn't Steve Schiff.
Schiff?
No.
But that's what happens, and sometimes that explains why people don't actually.
Well, that's
go
what I'd like to
it.
Do. I'd just like to find a wealthy doctor, and just move in with him.
Him?
With him? At this point, it really wouldn't matter.
As long as he was into hot foot play.
I mean, just if he just had a room to have me, I'll just stay there.
You can't be serious.
I'd love for somebody to adopt me at this point.
I always wondered if we would ever have a St. Louis Sports Talk host come out, and I'm so blessed
happened.
To be present.
And you want some
happened.
Physician to call you his boy pig.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna do anything, but he can say that I'm that. I'll have no problem with that as long as he's paying me to give me some food and some booze and a little grass. I mean, we're going to be good to go.
Oh, I'd do laundry. I'd have him, like, diminish me if you
want.
We have a second one, just like that.
You could handle the morning. I'll
Michael
the
Sam
afternoon.
And J. Randolph Jr.
Yeah.
The,
way to stay proud.
I think we'd be good for Plowsy and I. We'd be very happy.
Oh, I think as like a little servant boy for like a very rich family, maybe just a guy.
Right.
You know, it's
hey,
fine
way to,
me.
Way to bow your neck. Way to pull yourself up by the bootstrap.
You were telling him before the show started he's got to do something else.
Doug, how do you like this comparison? I think it works. Matt who bowls at Hanks is like Craig Biggio. Never the best in the game, but a prolific accumulator any team would take. Thanks. It's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Solid performer.
Yeah. Anyone would have loved to have had Craig Biggio. We thought the Cardinals almost had him once.
These producers are firing on all cylinders. The guy who asks for free luggage, apartments, and Cardinal tickets says tranny porn is like a Swiss Army knife. The producer that asks for free baseball cards that are less than a dollar on eBay said it's the voice, not the dong, that ruins tranny porn. Produce on, fellas. That's from Timmy Recaps, who I believe, Doug, is a member of the disbanded CJ6.
Ooh.
Iggy says they broke up, and the Goob 11 is now taking over the turf.
Well, we're strong. We feel good about the Goob 11.
So you're a member of the Goob 11?
Absolutely.
Plowhawk, how many people are in the Goob 11? Is it expanding like the Big Ten? The number isn't representative of the actual number of
Yeah,
members.
We're going to transition. We have that transition period where we'll rename it once we figure out exactly
who's
involved.
In. Yeah.
I would say there's roughly 15 to 16. Give
wow.
It, give it 20 if they...
We don't want to get too big.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the NHL did that, 92.
Right.
If you're bringing weed, then you're
in.
That's kind of how you get in.
For heaven's sakes.
Go F yourself, Timmy Tom Tom. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Wow.
He did not like the Biggio comparison.
I thought it was a compliment.
He did not like the Biggio comparison. Doug, can you tell the audience about Ryan Kelly? Because he makes the show possible.
Well, he does. And did you know almost 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck and have less than $1,000 in their bank account.
Though I did.
As I look around the studio, let's up that to 75% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, less than $1,000 in their bank account. The Home Loan Expert team can help you save a few hundred dollars a month and skip a few months' mortgage payments. Let them help you stop living to paycheck by paycheck by refinancing your current mortgage. You can take some cash out, give yourself a little bit of breathing room, lower that mortgage rate, save money, save hundreds of dollars perhaps per month, and tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Why you're not willing to do this, frankly, I don't know anymore. I don't have any answer. I can't help you. We've been giving you this advice for years.
No.
And if you have
don't
not,
yell at the audience,
if you
please.
Have not refinanced yet, I don't know that I can help you. Ryan Kelly has been there. He's got an office. He's got a big staff. They do all these... refis, they'll give you the original mortgage, or they'll refi because they're trying to save you money. And if you're not going to take advantage of that, I don't know that I can help
don't
you anymore.
Get upset.
And maybe you deserve to have less than $1,000 in your bank account Maybe you want to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't. That's why I went to Ryan Kelly. I went to them twice because I'm sick and tired of it.
Hey.
And I'm not going to take it anymore. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why you want to go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314.
What's wrong?
You all right?
Call Ryan.
What's the number? What's the phone number?
All right, I'll give it now. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700
nice.
Or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Very, very nice. That was a good read.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's
weird. Kind of what he's looking for.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Could you scold your audience during the live read?
Be mean to your listeners.
If at all right. possible. Doug, you'll get a chance to be mean to the listeners face-to-face tonight, Hot Shots.
All right.
St. Charles. TMA Live. Okay. It's going to get underway around 7 o'clock. Jennings, over-under I'm going to set at 3.5 for number of women participating in this evening's Foot Fetish Friday.
Sneaky V and I were talking before the program.
Sneaky V.
Yeah, and I my number was 3. So I'm going to...
You're going to go under it.
But, you know, Iggy has put it on Facebook, and he's got some interesting people that follow him on Facebook.
It's the Aldean tickets, you think?
Yeah, I think it's the Aldean tickets.
Iggy, over under 3.5 on participants in tonight's TMA
going?
Live presented by Bud Select Foot Fetish Friday at Hot Shots in Carville.
I'm going to get there a little early and
work just, the waitresses.
Yeah, we'll just try to see if we can get some interest. So I'm going to go over.
Going over.
Doug?
What do you mean? See where you get some interest. You're going to go table to table, the people there? It's,
yeah.
Yeah, introduce himself.
Yeah, that's how we met Rhonda the trucker.
Instead of when the show, we start Foot Fetish.
Yeah.
And, okay, who wants to come up and people are hemming and hawing? Then we already know.
We'll have them ready.
You're all coming up.
Oftentimes I notice that gentlemen bring their significant others and then farm them out to a reluctant spouse. And then the spouse is like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. But some of them wind up doing it.
I want a really repeat of the man, one of the early Manchester shows. We just had a tremendous.
Boy, did we ever. I remember that. There was one. Yeah. They were going, what's that place? It's not Nobu, but it's the Nobu of Baldwin. Nippon-te. Nippon-te was next door. And a lovely couple was going in to enjoy some Nippon-te. Right. And I guess they saw all this old money walking into Hot Shots on Manchester.
Commotion.
And they walk on in. The next thing they know, they walk out with like Cardinal tickets because this beautiful woman.
Beautiful.
Wound up winning the Foot Fetish Friday competition.
Right.
Is that the one that came out of the woodwork?
Yeah.
That's right.
And I still remember Timmy. I don't know what's happening here.
I don't know what's happening
here.
Yeah, we had
a lot of different things.
Nippon-te.
Yep.
Very large sushi roll. Very large.
Well, I imagine there's some girls who just could care less. You want to look at my feet? Sure. Now, where's my tickets?
There are some women who are very self-conscious about their feet. Jay was just saying that.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be. I mean, there's some that think they got bad feet, and I have to explain to them, you don't.
These are the situations where I wish I was a chick. Because I have very...
Wait a minute.
I have no standards.
You just came out as gay about 20 minutes ago. Now you say that.
I think I would be like the biggest whore. Because like I would do a lot of this for money. I'd get Jason Aldean tickets. I'd be at Hot Shots right now, get my feet prepped and ready to go.
Prep? What would you have to do?
I mean, I would be in porn.
Well, I'd like
be,
them clean.
Oh, my God. I'd be a gold
French
digger.
Pedicure, I guess. Mm.
You'd be in porn if you were a girl.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Aim high.
Be a long couple-year run. I would get a lot of work in immediately so I could retire at like 25.
Oh, Sasha Gray strategy. She did that, Doug. She's also an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It 3.5's the number.
Yep.
I would think a lot of them don't want to be embarrassed. Maybe that's the problem. They go up there, and if you make fun of them or something, they would...
We've only had one awkward situation in this entire run.
So, Doug, the point is women usually come away and they're very, very happy that they did it.
Most of them
it's
really.
It's like bungee jumping. You're scared.
It's like a
benchmark. But then you're like, oh, my God, I want to do it again.
So a lot of gals want to get it off their bucket list.
Right.
Right. They're not going up there to be made fun of, but rather to be told how beautiful their
feet
are.
To be caressed.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right. It's just kind of odd.
Well, not really.
Doug, it's not Matt who bowls Hank's fault. He's playing in an era with two all-timers. Plops and Cucky are two of the best ever. Being third to those ponies ain't bad, Matty boy. Some Timmy Tom Tom.
Makes a good point.
What does any of that mean?
Doug JMH Law Firm and Attorney Joe Harvath providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. If you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, or traffic offense, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Traffic ticket? DUI? Personal injury? You better go to needalawyerstl.com. STL.com. If you accidentally ripped your neighbor's carport down, you better go to needalawyer.com. STL.com. Got caught drilling glory holes in the restroom. You better go to Need a Lawyer, STL.com, or call 314-827-6222 for JMH Law and Attorney Joe Harreth with offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. And you know what we are is less than a month away from the 4th of July. Falls on a Tuesday. You think people take four-day weekends? Falls on a Tuesday. You think they will, Jennings?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Probably so.
We won't, but they will.
Yeah.
A lot of people go out of town.
No, I'll be at Hilton.
Yeah, I'll be out of town, too.
Where are you going?
Tulsa. See my brother and his family.
Wow. He said that with such passion.
You got to catch up with Frank Haith while you're there.
I go to Macon on one trip.
then to Tulsa. Tulsa.
I hit the hot spot. I don't fool around when I take a trip.
Doug, this year marks Captain Jim's 70th anniversary as the St. Louis area go-to family-owned store. They're celebrating by offering huge deals, new product, and 70 items, hand-selected and drastically discounted by Captain Jim himself. Mm. Captain Jim discounted these. Captain Jim's is also North St. Louis's exclusive dealer of the Time Bandit fireworks from the show The Deadliest Catch. They also carry all the best brands like Brothers Showtime World Class, Sky Bacon, and more. Sky Bacon. If I were going to design fireworks, I would call it Sky Bacon, but I can't. Bacon. I'm sure it's trademarked. It's time for the Hot Shots email today. Hot Shots Lemmings Lunch is on the line. We're at Hot Shots at St. Charles tonight. It's going to be unbelievable. The Cardinals must think I'm a beautiful blonde with large breasts and an ass for days because they are completely effing me. I'm tired of it. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Brief.
With Matt who bowls at Hank's committing trademark infringement, I request that the feature sewed of him on Swope's picks be canceled. Oh my God, we have demands being made. Why couldn't he just stick to his traditional pen name, which, of course, is in reference to a tiny bowling alley that Plowsy's ex-girlfriend would go to when she wasn't cucking him. I mean, visiting a friend she hadn't seen in a while. Speaking of Plowboy, Tim, you're always talking about how jealous you are of his happiness. Is that really true? This is the same guy who, when asked if he could take any vacation in the world, he said he would go to an amusement park in effing Ohio. He also raved about the vending machine choices at his laundromat with, like, he was choosing between a New York strip or lobster, and he spends his free time playing basement hockey with Cuggy the Dwarf's children. If that's true happiness, God help us all. In honor of Matt Ubols at Hank's, I will be signing off as a different listener. Today I'm John Vaughn. That way I can say I have Doug's DNA inside me instead of all over my chest.
Sorry. Who was it, Tim?
Dan Marshall Leadership Institute. I don't know if this is the real one.
Dan Marshall
DMLI.
I feel like we have a Kaiser Soze situation going on now with this.
Well, Kaiser Soze has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing his name down with a very nice right business product.
Well, those are nice.
Yeah, right. Fellas, my mom, dad, Aunt Emma, and Uncle Ted went to the country club to play 18 holes last night. I tried to warn them that they should take separate cars, lest they appear to be swingers. Alas, it was to no avail. Small world, huh? Thanks, that comes from Reeves.
Reeves.
Howdy. I appreciate all the golf talk, but for my money, the best track going is Swing Around Funtown. 53 feet from the tips, this famous course was designed by a team of podiatrists at South by Northwest Michigan University and features a challenging windmill on number 4. Other than the cigarette burns on 16, the carpet is perfectly manicured. You'll remember Swing Around was the setting for the All-Valley Mini Golf Tournament, where Duffy Chattel aced the clown's mouth on 18 for the win. He was so overcome with joy, he launched his putter and did a cannonball in the bumper boat pool. Thanks, Doug. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Billy. Independence Day speech.
Nicely done, Billy.
Morn, in honor of Plowboy's fornication session with Cucky's floor, a haiku. Whale tail smells like feet. Hot tuna diaper dippins. Muddy fish treats. Prime Minister's down. That's from Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 is indeed the...
No. That's a serious charge.
Just a friend.
That's a serious charge.
Tunnels 12,000.
Guys, Plops here. You were talking about country clubs today, and I've been a member of Sherwood for years. Sherwood, if you don't know, is in Oakville, just before Arnold, literally in the shadows of an Ameren UE plant. Jennings, are you familiar with Sherwood?
I played Sherwood in a junior tournament one time.
It's cool because you can hear this constant buzz sound from Ameren that is quite soothing. When I'm in a tee box and I hear a transformer humming, I think to myself, wow, this is what wealth feels like, big boy. The sand traps are actually just dried out sinkholes in the shape of sand traps, and 8 out of 10 visitors come to find that their vehicles have been ransacked by groundhogs when they're through. Is that Arnold Palmer out there on 11? Nope, it's South Townie Cindy, the town drifter, taking a dump in a hole again. The pool makes you think of the early 80s because it's full of men in the early 80s. Nude, soaking their hemorrhoid-speckled asses, these guys bend over in the locker room and their starfish looks like the inside of a stray dog's ear.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, my God. This has got to be Plops.
Celebrity members have included Becky Queen of Carpets, post-bankruptcy, and Jorge Alessia, second cousin of former Cardinal infielder Luis Alessia. Ethnic bros and old money hoes. That's how we kicking it at Sherwood proper. Thanks, Doug. That comes from Misty Plops. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama.
Well, it's between Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech and Misty Plops. I'm going to just have to go with Misty Plops.
Why I have a while I have a personal affinity for Tunnels 12,000, I must today go with Plops.
Yeah, Misty Plops kind of showed the ability that has made him a legend in the game, and now takes the lead for June to try and make it 5 straight months by winning his second email of the day, now tied with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech for June's lead. Wow, this June is going to be something else. The Stanley Cup, the NBA Finals, the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, and now the email of the month competition. Wow!
Wowee. That's what Chris Schenkel used to say. Remember Chris Schenkel?
St. Louisian.
Wowee.
Time for us to shut it down. It's the Lions' Choice Famous Horse. We've handed off to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plow Red, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jennings Randolph Jr., I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.